Okay, so let's get into this excerpt from Plato here. Now remember, we're talking about understanding the nature of virtue, and we're going to look at, or Plato is going to look at, virtue in a state or a society, and then use what he's learned or figures out to then extrapolate that down to what virtue would be in an individual. So just as a quick recap, we're looking for wisdom, courage, temperance, and justice. And we're picking up here in the section of the reading where wisdom has already been discussed, and we're attacking courage, trying to understand what courage is about. So he says, there's no difficulty in seeing the nature of courage and in what part that quality resides, which gives the name of courageous to the state. Right? So, in other words, when we call a state courageous, what are we doing? Right? What part of the state are we calling courageous? Everyone who calls a state courageous or cowardly, he says, will be thinking of the part which fights and goes out to war on the state's behalf. The rest of the citizens may be courageous or cowardly, but their courage or cowardice will not have an effect, have the effect of making the city, the state, either the one or the other. So think about that for a second. What he's trying to establish here is, or what he's figuring out here, is that courage is not sort of a whole state kind of thing. At least the courage of the state is not due to the entirety of the state. There is only a particular part of the state that's responsible for that state being courageous or cowardly. And specifically, it is the part of the state which goes out and fights on the state's behalf. So if we want to say that a state, I mean, if you're going to make a claim something like, you know, the U.S. is a courageous state, and let's not get into that, but let's just assume we're just making that claim that the U.S. is a courageous state. Now, when somebody says that, what Plato here is saying is, well, what they must be talking about is the part of the state that goes out and fights and protects and so on. In other words, you know, I mean, we could include several different facets, but let's just, for simplicity's sake, call it the military, right? So when we're going to say the state, the U.S., is a courageous state, we must only be talking about the military. At least it's the military that is responsible for that. You or I or any individual citizens who are not in the military, I may be as an individual courageous or cowardly, you may as an individual be courageous or cowardly, but my courage or cowardice doesn't contribute or take away from the state's courage or cowardice, because I'm not part of the military. The state is courageous or cowardly due to the actions of, or the courage and cowardice of, just that part, the military. So, a city will be courageous in virtue of a portion of herself which preserves under all circumstances that opinion about the nature of things to be feared and not to be feared, in which our legislator educated them, and this is what you term courage. Okay, so, courage is due to part of the state. Okay, so that's an interesting claim, and it's going to have a big effect on what Plato says, of course, about courage and cowardice in the individual person. What is this salvation thing here, he says? He says, well, salvation of what? Courage is a kind of salvation. Salvation of what? Of the opinion respecting things to be feared, what they are, and of what nature, which the law implants through education, and I mean by the words under all circumstances, to intimate that in pleasure or in pain, or under the influence of desire or fear, a man preserves and does not lose this opinion. shall I give you an illustration. Now, this education piece here is important. So I want you to think, and you can pause the audio to think about this for a moment. But what is the deal with this dyer comment here? You know that dyers, when they want to dye wool for making the true sea purple, begin by selecting their white color first. This they prepare and dress with much care and pains in order that the white ground may take the purple hue in full perfection. The dyeing then proceeds, and whatever is dyed in this manner becomes a fast color, and no washing, either with lyes or without them, can take away the bloom. But when the ground has not been fully prepared, you will have noticed how poor is the look either of purple or of any other color. So he's talking about preparing cloth to properly take a dye. Now, of course, he's saying this for a reason. He's trying to help us understand something about the nature of courage. And in the previous comment, he's talking about how there is this salvation of the opinion that has been educated by, given by the legislator, and educated for the military, the people who are responsible for the state's courage. So this then is the difference between a courageous state, or at least the courageous part of the state that's responsible for courage, and the cowardice in such a part. It's just like a dyer preparing cloth for a dye. The military, those in that group of people, that part of the state, have to be properly prepared. Our object, he says, when we were selecting our soldiers and educating them in music and gymnastics, right? We take these soldiers and we educate them in music and gymnastics and all sorts of other things. What we're doing is preparing them properly, just like a dyer is properly preparing the cloth to take the dye. We're contriving influences which would prepare them to take the dye of the laws in perfection, and the color of their opinion about dangers and of every other opinion was to be indelibly fixed by their nurture and training, not to be washed away by such potent lies as pleasure, mightier agent far in washing the soul than any soda or lie, or by sorrow, fear, and desire, the mightiest of all other solvents. This sort of universal saving power of true opinion in conformity with the law about real and false dangers, I call and maintain to be courage. Now, if what he's saying here is, if you have the wrong people, or people who have been improperly or wrongly prepared in positions of being soldiers, you're gonna have a problem. If you have people who have not been properly prepared, properly educated, properly selected in the positions of soldierhood, then we're gonna have not a courageous state, but a cowardly state. And he's talking here about fear, desire. He's talking about sorrow. He's talking about pleasure. If you have people whose minds are fickle, if you have people who are not willing to accept and understand the proper laws and the proper ways to do things, if you have people that are going to be ruled by their own desires for pleasure, or their own fear, their own sorrow, you're not going to have very good soldiers, and you're not going to have a coward or a courageous state. We want to make sure the people in these positions, the people in as soldiers in the military, are properly prepared to be there. They're the right kind of people to be there, and they're properly prepared to be there. They're properly educated in the right way to do these things. So, I want to know what you guys think of this. I want to know how this explanation fits with what you think is going on in a courageous state. So we have so far this claim that a society, that a state has parts, right? And there is a particular part of this state that is responsible for the state being courageous. That's the soldiers. Now, those soldiers have to take the wisdom and the laws and the education from the legislature. Now, I told you before that we are picking up after wisdom has been discussed, because there's a lot of similarity between what he says about courage and what he said earlier about wisdom. And indeed, this is the case. Because what he says about courage, that is, that it a part of the state is responsible for it, he also says about wisdom. A state is wise or unwise, not due to the entire state. Again, me as an individual, I might be super wise and smart and so on, or I might be foolish and kind of dumb. But my individual intelligence or lack thereof, or wisdom or lack thereof, doesn't really make the state wise or unwise. We say a state is wise or unwise because a certain part of the state acts or does things wisely or foolishly. And that part, of course, is essentially the legislature, the government, those in those positions of power. So we have to understand what Plato is saying, that there are different parts of a state, and those different parts are responsible for different things. The legislature is responsible, the leaders, those in power, though they're responsible for understanding and creating the structure and the laws and all these sorts of things. They're also responsible for educating and instilling those things in the soldiers. If you have the wrong people playing the role, or improperly educated people playing the role of soldiers, you're going to have problems. You're going to have soldiers that are not doing things correctly. They're putting their fellow soldiers, and indeed their fellow citizens, in danger. Or they're doing things that are overly violent or overly cowardly. That's problematic. And that's not what proper courage is. Similarly, if you have the wrong kinds of people in the legislature, the wrong kinds of people in these positions of power, then you're going to end up with laws, rules, policies, whatever, that are not wise. And that's going to be problematic too. So, essentially what it looks like is Plato is saying there are these parts, these positions or these roles that different parts of the state have to play. When they play them properly, we have wisdom and courage. When they don't, we lack wisdom and courage. So I'm curious, first of all, again, what you think about this. And then again, also, how you think this might relate to individual humans, individual people. Because remember, that's the ultimate goal, is to take this understanding of virtue writ large and apply it to virtue in an individual. So, we have wisdom and courage, and then two virtues remain. Temperance, and then justice, which is the end of our search. So, let's talk about those next.